أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. للذين استجابوا لربهم الحسنى والذين لم يستجيبوا له لو أن لهم ما في الأرض جميعا ومثله معه لافتدوا به أولئك لهم سوء الحساب ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cited for us a parable to understand the reality of haqq, truth, and that of batil, falsehood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described falsehood as the foam or the muck or the froth that develops on top of flowing water, or when something is boiled and heated, there is foam or that froth that develops. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, though it seems as if it is overpowering what is beneath it, because you can't really see what's beneath it, but Allah says, give it some time and you find that that foam evaporates and the foam is thrown aside and is removed, and then truth appears and it remains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that's the difference between haqq and falsehood. In today's ayat, ayah number 18 of Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks of those, firstly, those who will now follow the truth, the haqq, that genuine truth that is from Allah, those who follow it, those who will abide by it, what does Allah give them in return? Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُ لِرَبِّهِمْ. Certainly for those who are obedient to their Rabb. Istajabu actually means who respond to their Rabb, meaning whatever their Rabb demands from them, they respond to their Rabb by fulfilling the demands of their Rabb. So they are obedient. They are fully obedient to their Rabb, meaning they abide by the haqq, the truth, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what lies ahead for them? Allah says, al-husna. Al-husna refers to the best of rewards. Al-husna. Al-husna. Whatever is the best. In dunya, Allah gives it to them. In the qabr, they get it. And al-husna is also one of the names of Jannah, of paradise. When Allah speaks of the Sahaba, Allah says, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah has promised every single Sahabi, irrespective of his rank, Allah has promised every Sahabi al-husna. Al-husna, paradise. Jannah. That is why it is our belief that every Sahabi is guaranteed entry into Jannah, because Allah uses al-husna there. So Allah says, for those, that's all you got to do. Allah says, abide by the truth, respond to the demands of your Rabb, be obedient to Allah, and you will get al-husna. And those, وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ, those who are disobedient to Allah, those who do not respond to Allah, what Allah demands from them, they are not willing to fulfill it. لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah says, even if they had all that is contained in the earth, whatever is in the earth, if they possessed all that is in the land, in the earth, وَمِثْلَهُ مَعْهُ. In fact, if they possessed twice the amount, double the amount, all that is in the earth, and twice its amount, even more, double that, all of that, think about it, right? One person owning all of that, Allah says, لَفْتَدَوْ بِهِ. On the day of Qiyamah, they would come and offer that as a ransom. They would come and offer that as a ransom after they realize the mistake that they had made. And they come to realize the reality of their heedlessness and disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they would offer all that before Allah as a ransom to be saved and rescued and protected from the evil outcome of their deeds. Allah says, but أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْحِسَابِ. Those are the ones who will experience the worst of reckoning. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Their abode shall be Jahannam. That ransom will not be accepted for them. وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly Jahannam is a most wretched and the worst of resting places. أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now described and draws a parable between the one who believes, a believer, and the one who refuses to believe, a disbeliever. Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the one who knows annama unzila ilayka min rabbik al-haq, who knows that what has been revealed to you is the truth from your Rabb. So you have one person who knows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he believes, he knows that whatever is revealed to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the truth. Can he be kaman huwa a'ma? Is he equal to one who is blind? It's impossible. The two of them cannot be equal. The two of them are incomparable. You cannot even compare one to the other. The one is blind while the other one believes in what was revealed to you as the truth. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those of intellect are the ones who take heed. Those of intellect are the ones who heed these advices from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the outcomes of intellect, or the demands of intelligence, is that they believe in the wahi, the revelation from Allah. Allah now gives us certain descriptions and characteristics of the ulul albab, those people of intellect who have brought faith in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the mu'mineen and the believers. Allah says, number one, who are they? الَّذِينَ يُفُونَ بِأَهْدِ اللَّهِ. They are those who fulfill the covenant and the pledge they made with Allah. All the covenants that they have made with Allah. The first covenant that took place and the pledge that Allah had taken from us in عَلَمُ الْأَرْوَاحِ, in the realm of spirits and souls, where Allah asked our souls and addressed our souls, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Rabb? In one voice, unanimously, we all shouted out, Bala, of course, you are our Rabb. That's the first covenant taken from us. Then when we came onto earth, different covenants were taken from us with regard to fulfillment of salah, with regard to our loyalty to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regard to our loyalty to our parents. These are all covenants from Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the true believers, they fulfill every covenant and pledge that they have made with Allah. The moment you come into Islam or you are born as a Muslim, there's a whole lot of covenants and a whole lot of pledges, contracts between you and Allah that must be fulfilled. That's the first quality. Allah says, وَلَا يَنْقُضُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ, and they never break the pledges that they made with Allah. Another attribute and quality of theirs, وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّصَلْ, and they are those who maintain relations with those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed them to maintain relations with, regarding to kinship and the importance of maintaining relationships with others. It's so important that after the covenant of Allah and the pledges you made with Allah, Allah says, next in importance, next in significance is the relationships with your relatives. Allah says they maintain. Alladhina yasilun. Yasil means to join. And maintaining of relatives and family relationships is known as sila. Silatul rahim. Salah and sila. Can you see? Salah, what connects you with Allah. Salah. Sila, that which connects you with your relatives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they maintain. Alladhina yasilun. They are those who join. Ma amara Allah bihi ayyusal. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed them to join. And remember, the 15th night of Sha'ban is about to arrive. And one of those who are deprived of Allah's mercy and forgiveness on the 15th night of Sha'ban is the one who has severed family relations, who has broken off ties with a relative of his or with her, or of his or hers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are those, يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّوصَلْ. Look, generally in Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith that when there's a dispute between two Muslims, then they are allowed to stay away from one another. They are allowed not to communicate to one another for a period of 3 days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says there's 3 days. 3 days they are allowed not to communicate. 3 days they are allowed not to talk to one another or not to communicate with one another. But that only applies to someone who's not your relative. Sometimes we think that it applies to everyone. That 3-day concession that you're allowed to
not communicate with a person for 3 days because of a dispute, that applies only to a non-relative. As far as a relative is concerned, there's never supposed to be an instant where you're not communicating with that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ يَيُّسُ وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. Another attribute of these people of haqq, the ulul albab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have the khashya of their Rabb. What's the difference between khashya and khawf? Both are translated as fear. But khashya is the fear that stems from the love that you have for somebody. You fear hurting the person because of the love you have for the person. So you fear hurting your parent or your mother or your father because of the love. You don't want to disappoint them. That's khashya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they have this type of fear of their Rabb. وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ. And they are very fearful of experiencing a terrible reckoning in Akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enumerated some of the qualities of the believers. May Allah grant us understanding.